I had to come on here and make this video because I just watched a video from a Black Women Empowerment content creator, and she was talking about the Cassie and Diddy situation, and she literally said that Cassie's abuse made her feel glad that she doesn't have pretty privilege.
And then he kept having babies with other women. So I was like, what? What is this about? Like, what are you even doing? But when you get into their worlds, you have to subjugate yourself to such evil and terrible mistreatment. What is the privilege in that? The Cassie and Diddy situation made me so happy to be invisible to certain types of men.
So, on the surface, it sounds like, just a one-off comment. But if you examine the undertones of that comment, that would be like if I went to Black Spaces and I heard stories about colorism. And then I said, oh, well, hearing about how abused you were as a dark-skinned Black woman, huh, it makes me glad that I'm not dark-skinned. Makes me glad that I don't have to go through what you're going through. That comment lacks empathy. And I also see people online saying, oh, well, Cassie, she still has pretty privilege because people believed her abuse versus, some unambiguous. I guess there was some unambiguous overweight woman who reported abuse from some guy and some people weren't believing him. First of all, not everybody believes Cassie. I see all kinds of red pill guys on my YouTube timeline all the time who talk about how they don't believe Cassie and how she's just trying to get her bags or whatever. Also, in the Cassie situation, witnesses have come forward and said that they have witnessed, her abuse with their own eyes. One of Diddy's bodyguards came forward and said that he witnessed her having two black eyes and how, they had to put her in a hotel because they didn't want to check her into a hospital after being beaten so heavily, because obviously that would make Diddy look bad. And so there are people who have come forward as witnesses for Cassie. So I don't necessarily think that people believing her is automatically because she is pretty. A lot of people lack nuance, and I just feel like when it comes to empathy, a lot of people do not have empathy for women who are already considered pretty privileged because they feel like, oh, their lives are automatically perfect because, you're pretty. So you've got this guy who's paying your bills or whatever, and you're good to go. And that is not the case. And another thing that I want to talk about is why do we have people who are not a part of communities who are continuously talking about communities that they're not even a part of? So if you do not even have pretty privilege, if you've never even had pretty privilege a day in your life, why are you even creating content and talking about the experiences of pretty privileged women? You wouldn't understand the experiences of pretty privileged women because you don't have the pretty privilege according to yourself, right? So I don't understand this obsession with like speaking for other people. Even with me personally, when I speak about Black men and women on this channel, I specifically say, hey, I'm only speaking based on my personal experiences that I've had with Black people. And I'm only speaking on this because I myself still get thrown into the Black community, in and out of the Black community all the time. So, there are a lot of people who still see us as mixed people as being 100% a part of the Black community. So, if that's the case, then guess what? I get to speak on Blackness then. And I get to speak on Blackness as much as I want if I'm quote unquote still Black according to the one drop rule. And if I pass for Black, then I still get to speak on Blackness. But if you do not pass for having quote unquote pretty privilege and you are not even a part of the quote unquote pretty privileged community, my first question is, why are you even speaking on it? And the only reason I'm asking this question is because people love to police what I'm talking about on this channel. People love to police what other communities are talking about. So guess what? I talk about pretty privilege on this channel. A lot of the women in this community do experience pretty privilege based on their phenotypes or whatever. First of all, beauty is very subjective. But according to the Black community and according to Black women empowerment content creators, mixed race women who are like mixed with Black would have quote unquote pretty privilege when it comes to Black men. So if that's the case, then that would mean that women who are like Cassie or who look like Cassie or Beyonce or Chili from TLC or Ryan Destiny or whatever, we would be able to speak on pretty privilege. So once again, why are people who are not a part of our community talking about what's going on in our community? This is where you get these comments where it's like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have pretty privilege because I don't have to deal with that same level of abuse as Cassie. Ha ha. That kind of reminds me of the Dani Leigh situation where she got kicked out of the house at like 3 a.m. with the baby. And, basically she was like, I guess you could say homeless overnight or whatever. because the guy that she was with, DaBaby, the rapper, he basically just put her out. And people were like, oh, well, that's what you get. Ha ha. I'm so glad that I don't attract those quote unquote dusties. Oh, I'm glad that I'm not a mixed black woman, because the black girls that are mixed race and biracial, those girls attract dusties. And so they're almost making it as if it is a flex that we are being abused more than them, or that we are being targeted more than them. So I'm going to start a pretty privileged analysis series on this channel. Actually, I can just make this the first episode of Pretty Privilege Analysis. When it comes to pretty privilege, what it does is your beauty acts as sort of like a billboard for you. Your beauty increases your visibility. So for example, let's say the pretty girl walks into the room, you know, all eyes are on her, or like more people naturally look at you, more people naturally notice you. So obviously there are good and bad sides to this. So for example, let's say you're the pretty girl at high school, and then one day you walk in and you have an acne breakout. Everybody's going to notice your acne breakout because everybody notices you naturally because you're pretty. Versus if a quote unquote ugly girl has an acne breakout, nobody notices because she was already invisible anyway. And this is according to what women have said online. So I'm only restating what they've already said. I'm not trying to say it like, oh, you're just invisible, like F you. I'm saying it like, no, this is literally what they've said. So first of all, there are advantages to being invisible. You get to move in silence naturally. Like, you can start as many businesses as you want. You can do whatever you want in life. And nobody is actively trying to, like, go out of their way to sabotage you. But the thing that happens with women who are not, quote unquote, pretty is that once they have moved in silence long enough and they've built up enough success, their visibility increases to the same level as a, quote unquote, pretty woman. So now you're actually dealing with some of the same issues that a, quote unquote, pretty woman would be dealing with, such as people being jealous of you, people trying to sabotage you, people trying to squelch your opportunities. You think that Whoopi Goldberg, who a lot of people in the black community tried to call ugly, you think that she doesn't have people who are jealous of her? No, Whoopi Goldberg probably has plenty of people who are jealous of her. I think about women like Viola Davis as well. She probably has plenty of women who are jealous of her and threatened by her and trying to make sure that she doesn't succeed. But I've noticed that in the black community, they tend to blame everything on racism. And I actually disagree. I don't think that someone trying to sabotage Viola Davis is always racism. I genuinely do think that women could be jealous of Viola Davis, jealous of her success, jealous of her money, jealous of her beauty, jealous of how smooth her skin looks, jealous of her opportunities. And so that seems to be something that a lot of people who don't have pretty privilege don't seem to understand, is that no, jealousy is something that can fuel someone to hurt you, and people can be jealous of you whether you're pretty or whether you're ugly. So making comments like, oh, I'm so glad that I'm not as pretty as Cassie because now I don't have to deal with abusers like Diddy. Sorry, sis, but abusers exist everywhere, and there are plenty of unattractive women who are currently being abused right now as I'm recording this. People who abuse women, they do it for multiple different reasons. So yes, there may be guys like Diddy who purposely want to abuse a pretty woman because it boosts their ego to know that they have power over a woman who is that pretty. And I know that a lot of you guys here in this community can vouch for that, because I've had that happen to me as well, where I've had women and men as well who are quote unquote not attractive in their own eyes, and they enjoy kind of flexing their power over me. This has happened to me a lot in the workplace, where let's say I'll have a female manager who in her mind she feels like she's not pretty, but she loves the fact that I am her employee. She loves the fact that I'm lower than her on the totem pole in corporate America, and she will use that and grind that into my face as much as she possibly can, because it boosts her ego even more to feel like, haha, I am more successful than the quote unquote pretty girl. So this content creator making this comment that, oh, I'm glad, this made me glad that I'm invisible, it's kind of giving, haha, I am less traumatized than the pretty girl, so therefore I'm more successful, I'm more mentally healthy than the pretty girl. So it's kind of giving, it's actually giving a superiority complex. And this is what I talk about on this channel. A lot of people like to associate only the pretty girls as having a superiority complex. No, a lot of people who are not conventionally attractive have a superiority complex when it comes to things like their intelligence or, you know, other areas. They'll be like, oh, well, you know, she may be pretty, but I'm smart. Oh, she may may be pretty, but guess what? I'm not dumb enough to go and get abused by this guy. I'm not dumb enough to date a rapper like DaBaby. I'm not dumb enough to be baby mama number three. I'm not dumb like you are. So they will try to flex other areas where they are privileged, such as maybe in their intelligence, or maybe, you know, maybe they're a very articulate person, as a lot of these content creators are. So then they'll try to flex their ability to articulate themselves, or they'll flex their mental health onto the pretty girl who literally just became a victim of trauma, as if it's Cassie's fault that Diddy was an abuser. So this comment that this content creator made, oh, you know, the Cassie situation made me so glad to feel invisible. It's giving victim blaming, like, oh, you know, I'm so glad that I'm invisible because I don't even have to deal with a guy like Diddy. Like, I'll never have to worry about that ever in my life. That's not true. That's completely 100% false. There are guys like Diddy all over the world. They're just not as rich. Anyway, what do you ladies think of this video? Let me know in the comments section, and I'll talk to you next time. Stay pretty, ladies.